Driving without a catalytic converter, is it worth the risk? Driving without a catalytic converter is possible, but it's not a decision to be taken lightly. The sound of your engine roaring like a Spitfire on a low-altitude mission is a clear indication that your cat burglar has struck again. The value of a catalytic converter lies in the valuable metals it contains, such as platinum, which makes them a lucrative target for thieves. This forces car owners to deal with the consequences of not having a functioning catalytic converter. Technically speaking, you can drive your car without a catalytic converter, but this is only possible because modern cars rely on complex systems that require specific data to run optimally. Without a catalytic converter, these systems become compromised. The first thing you'll notice with the cat gone, besides the racket, is the check engine light. Your modern car uses oxygen sensors located before and after the catalytic converter to monitor its efficiency. This error code triggers a low catalyst efficiency error code, P0420, which can cause your car's performance to suffer. In some cases, this may lead to the car entering limp mode, which severely impacts its performance. Even if you don't enter limp mode, driving without a catalytic converter can still result in poor fuel economy and a less than ideal driving experience. Additionally, there are legal troubles to consider, as removing or tampering with a catalytic converter is a federal offense in the United States. Beyond the legal issues, driving without a catalytic converter poses health risks due to the release of toxic fumes into the cabin. These unfiltered gases can contain carbon monoxide, which is odorless and deadly. Ultimately, whether or not driving without a catalytic converter is worth the risk depends on individual circumstances. However, considering the potential consequences, it's generally recommended to replace a stolen catalytic converter as soon as possible.